This is Pakistan's famous Constitution Avenue. For the past 4 months, it has been the scene of the country's biggest and longest ever anti-government campaign. The protest led by Imran Khan of the Tehreek-e-Insaf movement was launched in August to seek the ouster of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who, according to activists, came to power through fraudulent elections. Imran Khan continued his campaign even after prominent religious cleric Tahirul Qadri abandoned the protest in October. But Tuesday's tragic attack by pro-Taliban militants on a school in Peshawar that killed nearly 150 people, most of them children, compelled Khan to back off.
In the present situation, it is not wise that we should continue our protest. Therefore, I have decided to call off our sit-in, and I thank all my supporters who stood with me for this national cause.
Setting aside his political differences, Khan also attended a crucial meeting convened by the country's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to discuss the aftermath of Peshawar terrorist attack. However, the cricketer-turned-politician has made it clear that he still wants a judicial investigation into the voter fraud in last year's parliamentary election.
Imran Khan has taken a very good decision. This is positive development, and it is very honorable and respectable way to end the protest, because at this difficult time, we cannot afford any political instability.
The Prime Minister said Khan's decision would help create unity among political forces at a time when the country has to deal with more pressing challenges such as terror threats. The announcement by Imran Khan to end his protest will certainly be a relief for the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was under pressure to step down. But how long this political unity will last remains to be seen. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.